Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man.
Good morning. How do you do?
Hey, man.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, man.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
Hey, man.
Is it true you're a deadhead too?
Hey, man.
Kid Baseball want to talk music with you.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
It's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, which means we have Royals manager Matt Quatrero on with us on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com.
All right, guys, are you all ready for an oh my God moment? Matty Q, you as well, Mac and Dusty and myself. I'm going through my ex, formerly Twitter, I think that's required to say by law, timeline, and all of a sudden, the top hits of 1985 popped up on my timeline. And for those of us in Kansas City, that's a sign. World Series champions, Matty Q. Let's do this.
I like it. I like it. Sign me up. You know, I mean, that might be a little scary that, you know, Big Brother or whoever's listening or looking in on your phone, we've all had those kind of experiences of what is going on here with our smart devices. But sign me up for that.
Yeah, I'm all about it. So, Jazz Chisholm thinks you all got lucky. What's going to be your message to Mr. Chisholm tonight?
I don't think I'll be talking to him too much. You know, I don't think that's part of the pregame ceremonies or anything. But look, I mean, everybody gets emotional. Everybody gets heated. You get a microphone stuck in front of your face after a game. There's a lot of things that go through your mind, and you know, certainly he's a really good player that can impact these games. So I'm not going to have any message for him. Our guys will be focused on what we have to do.
When you look at this game tonight, you get to throw Seth Lugo out there. I'm sure you've been proud of him all season, but this is playoff baseball in front of what's going to be a ruckus, energetic crowd, and I'm sure you're ready to get this thing going as much as we are.
Oh, yeah. The anticipation is great. The buildup is great, but, you know, when 6:08 hits, you know, it's a game just like every other game. We need to stay in that mindset, because if you don't and you come out of what you've done all year and you try to do more or that kind of thing, it just doesn't work that way. Baseball is a game that you need to continue to stay under control, you know, and Lugo is the best at that. You know, I mean, for him to control his emotions, that the start he had in Baltimore didn't go probably as he would have liked it to go, but it'll definitely get him ready for tonight.
You know, you had an opportunity to be gone for like 2 weeks, right? Like, you guys have been gone since the end of September. You're finally home, and you get the opportunity to manage your first game in Kansas City in the postseason. I'm sure you watch from a distance in 14 and 15. Just kind of take me through your emotions today, like the human side of you driving in, getting ready for this whole thing, and getting to go, damn, I'm managing a playoff game at home.
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, I got up this morning, put the news on, and they're doing live shots from outside the stadium, and everybody's wearing blue and all that kind of stuff. I mean, those are the things that you anticipate or you hope happen or dream about when you take the job. And when they start to come to fruition, it's really fun to be a part of. I mean, I know it's a, we got a long ways to go, but everything you savor, everything you can, that you can soak up is, you know, part of the journey, you know, and I think I don't take that for granted at all.
Do you slow the day down a little bit in your mind? And 'cause you mentioned not taking it for granted. That was kind of my message since this whole thing started in 14 and 15 with the Royals, then the Chiefs, is like, you can't take this stuff for granted. So do you slow the day down? How do you handle all of that?
Well, I mean, like I said, we go through a lot of baseball games, and we have an opportunity to be in a routine, and that's what I try to stay in. I mean, there are differences, right? I mean, you don't have introductions for every game and all the pomp and circumstance that goes into a playoff game, but there are a lot of things that we will keep the same. You know, our daily routine, the same time you show up, the same, you know, meetings prior, the same, all of that kind of stuff will be the same. As any other game. Now, when it starts and the crowd is going crazy, you'll feel that energy, and that's when you soak it in, and, you know, not take for granted where you are and the opportunity that you have.
When you look at what your pitching staff has done to Aaron Judge, what sticks out the most of what's working right of getting that powerhouse of an MVP caliber player out more often than anything in this postseason?
Aaron Judge is an incredible player and a great hitter. You know, our guys have good stuff. Our guys are willing to attack. You know, it's really, when you face any of the elite hitters, you can't fall into patterns. You can't throw the same pitches in the same spots over and over. You got to keep mixing and matching, but you have to be good enough to do that. You know, you have to be able to hit corners. You have to be able to go just above the zone, just below the zone, use all your pitches and try to keep them off balance. Now, clearly there's a lot of teams that understand that, and he still executes and beats teams. But we've been fortunate these first couple games to not have that happen to us.
Talk with Matty Q here as they get ready for the Yankees game 3 tonight, 6:08 out at Kauffman Stadium. They're throwing a guy, Clark Schmidt, who I'm sure a lot of baseball fans in Kansas City probably like, who? And that's fine because not everybody watches everybody every day, but this guy, he's actually pretty good, Matt. Like he's a 2-3 run per game type of guy. So how do you attack a guy who limits the runs like Clark Schmidt has done in the past, at least this year anyway?
Yeah, he is good. He's got, you know, he's a little bit of a lower arm slot, you know, big sweeper, can really run the ball in on righties. Look, when you face good pitching, you have to be disciplined. You have to know what your plan is. You have to know what you're looking for. And you have to know that sometimes you're going to get beat. You have to turn the page quickly to the next pitch or the next at bat. And, you know, if I don't get it done, then I'm, you know, passing it on to you to get it done. That's the mentality of the team first approach. But with Schmidt, it's really being dialed into what you're...
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for not expanding to his strengths.
What do you want to see from Bobby Witt Jr.'s New York? Not the kindest to him when he was there, but also plays a lot better at home and maybe just getting a lot of tough pitches that he's maybe studied a little bit more the last couple days.
Yeah, Bobby, just simplify things. You know, I mean, Bobby's gotten into some really good counts. He's been, you know, like we were just talking about with Judge.
Right.
Everybody's going to bear down on Bobby. He's going to be pitched tough. He's gotten into some really good, you know, had deep counts, been in 3-2 counts, and then expanded a little bit on the 3-2 pitch. You know, if he takes a couple of those walks, we're talking about a different feel for what he's done. You know, he would have been on base, probably stolen a base or two, just would have been a different feel for his production. But, you know, I'm not worried about Bobby. He's fine. He was in working yesterday. He'll be ready to go tonight.
How do you feel about home field advantage in the playoffs? It seems like, quite frankly, it hasn't mattered, you know, in these postseason. Like, the visiting teams are doing just fine on the road. You know, how do you feel about the home field advantage thing not really impacting, you know, the first part of these baseball playoffs?
Well, it goes to routine. You know, you play 81 games a year on the road, and some of those are in hostile places. Some of them aren't. You know, the playoffs are a little bit louder. But these guys have done that before. You know, our guys, you know, last year, even though we struggled, we got the second half of the year played in some really good environments. Guys started to get used to that. And we've talked about all year, we've put some guys in place with the Frazier's and Renfro's and clearly Salvi, but the guys that have been through the playoffs before understand that the game is the same. And you just have to boil it down to those basic principles of that one pitch, one at bat, one inning at a time.
Yeah, and it's just, it's been incredible to watch the atmospheres. I'm excited to be out there at Kauffman Stadium tonight to see you guys. I'm excited to see if you can get any baseball players right on old cards. You ready?
Oh, they're letting you in tonight?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, we're both going to be. They're letting us both in.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to disguise. Yeah. We're going to come in a cheese cloak. Not a cheese blanket, but a cloak.
Okay. I'll be there tonight. And tomorrow we're taking the kiddos as well. I'm like, you guys are going to a clincher. We're not going to, you know, not have you at that, because they were 3-4 last time. Now they're 13-14. Not as nice as they were when they were 3-4, but you know what? We'll take them anyway. You're laughing, my friend. You're getting there. Right. You're getting there. You're going to become a dumb dad before you know it, Matt.
Oh, I'm there.
Oh, you are already. All right, good. Good to know. We're all in the same boat swimming upstream with these kids. All right, here we go. We got ourselves a 1990 Charlie O'Brien.
Braves.
Brewers.
Mm.
All right, we're looking.
Started with a B?
Yeah, you're close.
Chuck O'B.
89 Fleer, Dwight Gooden.
Okay.
89. I'm going to go with the Mets.
You were right.
There we go.
Yeah, you didn't want to overthink that one. And I got one more Topps card from 88. Ozzie Smith.
Oh, my God.
88. Well, I'm going to say the Cardinals. I don't know where he finished his career.
No, you're right. You got it. So you were 2-for-3. All That's right. A good average. That's what Bobby's going to do tonight. So there you go. You set the tone.
All right.
Knock him dead, man.
Have fun tonight. Day, enjoy the moment.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.